went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Next time you're doing the shopping and storming down the aisles looking for a big value giant economy pack Euro-sized processed harvest green organic pea substitute with artificial additives, take a look at the shoppers. If you look carefully enough, you'll see they fall into distinct groups of behaviour. Nottingham psychologist Andy Sutton says his favourite shopper is an unfortunate soul.
Well, I think the victim is kind of the funniest one. This poor person that I think everybody thinks they are, and everybody is from time to time. The one who gets the trolley which doesn't work properly, three of the wheels are fine, the other wheel points at 90 degrees to the rest of them, and the trolley just won't go where it's supposed to go. And it also makes a horrendous noise, which you can't detect when you first pick it up, but as soon as you put a few things in, everybody around the supermarket can hear it. And the victim has some other problems as well with knocking things over, the pyramid of bean cans, which they're not looking at, and hit with the side of the trolley, and they all go tearing all over the supermarket and take 30 minutes to bring under control, by which time, of course, everything frozen in the trolley has melted and gone all over the fresh vegetables. I'm that, everybody's that, really. I think it happens to us all. They make the trolleys that way, I'm sure they do.
It could all be a cunning ploy to get you into a flap and crash into a giant stack of beans, which fall into your trolley, and then you feel obliged to pay for them. Or maybe not. Another type of shopper doesn't have purchasing very high on their list at all.
Yes, I think this is a sort of... if you go to a supermarket on an early morning, about 10 in the morning, you see quite a few socialites there. People with a basket, don't put anything in the basket. Just have a wander around looking for people to chat to. Eventually might buy a few things, but that's not really the purpose of the outing. It's to have a good chat with everybody.
And in practice, the socialite is out there lurking in the aisles of the county supermarkets, waiting to pin you into a corner with the trolley and bombard you with chit-chat. Keith and Leslie Crawford run a supermarket in Chilwell, and Leslie says Mr. Socialite is a regular visitor.
Oh, he's a nice chap. He just walks round the shop, and if he can get hold of anybody to talk to, he's there for hours. He'll be there as long as you're there to listen.
Does he actually buy anything?
Oh, yes, eventually.
So how long does it take to do the shopping?
About 2 hours.
Now, it's not a very big supermarket. What do they do for 2 hours?
Talk to anybody and anything that'll listen.
The bargain store is open, come inside. You can easily afford the bargain store.
And then, of course, there are the fussy ones.
Yeah, the label checker has a few ethical, medical and political considerations that they have to bear in mind when they're making their purchases. I think this is also me to some extent as well. And you go around checking the labels almost with a magnifying glass and see what you're allowed to buy and what you're not allowed to buy. And an extreme of this kind of person checks everything anyway, regardless of whether they had any interest in buying it. And is well known to the manager because they make frequent complaints about what's on the aisles and what isn't on the aisles that should be, this kind of thing.
The manager knows the label checker by name and usually manages to sneak out when they're spotted. Keith Crawford's got his own type of label spotter.
People that come in and on the butchery for a start, and they come in, a couple of pork chops, and they have been taking all the pork chops off the tree, and putting them all back on, then decide, well, I'll have them too then, and you take them all back off again. All back on, you know, and just daft things like that, but it's annoying, especially on a Saturday morning when you just set your cab up and then they start messing you about and having it all off and all on, and it's very aggravating, to say the least. People who never look after their children when they bring them into the shop, and they're picking stuff up off the shelf, articles from one shelf and putting them on another shelf, and picking sweets up, and you know, all sorts, all things like that, and just moving them around the shop, you know. And I've just had this in there, caster sugar. 6 bags of caster sugar all over the different shelves.
Despite the problem, people, most are fine and a pleasure to deal with in the supermarket, but there's no doubt it can change our behaviour when we get in sight of the checkout.
Some people especially do, because they're rather anxious about what they get seen buying, and this is a person who I call the impressionist. And this person puts all the things on show in the trolley which they think it's acceptable to buy, which are perhaps the more expensive things or the healthy things, but underneath all that is all the things they wouldn't like anybody to know they're buying, like the dandruff shampoo and the chocolate and the red meat and the cream cakes, that kind of thing.
And what about that cream you can get for that special little place? You don't want people to know about that at all, do you? 1:30, Wednesday from Radio Nottingham, with this from Petula Clark. My love is warm.